Hey folks, it's Charlie here. I'm putting out this episode of Coastal Stories as my, well, frankly inadequate tribute to a pal of mine, Toby Carr, who died on the 10th of January 2022 at the age of just 40. Now some of you may already know of Toby through his project where he was kayaking through all 31 sea areas of the shipping forecast, which, among other things, saw him appear on Radio 4's Saturday Live and Broadcasting House, as well as BBC Television's Travel Show.
So it's a pretty big undertaking to paddle in all the areas. The funny thing about the shipping forecast is that I think so few people understand its actual meaning or relevance, but so many people love it and enjoy listening to it. So there's this funny balance between its meaning and its practical meaning and its cultural meaning in a way.
I first got to know Toby about 4 or 5 years ago when he contacted me for advice on his shipping forecast project. It was soon clear to me that he was a pretty extraordinary fella. Toby was born into a life of pretty major health issues that would have defeated most people. I'll post a link in the show notes to where he writes beautifully about this. Yet he still achieved far more in his 4 brief decades than most of us will in a lifetime. But it's not about a list of achievements. What Toby had was way more than that. He was a gentle and wise presence. Someone with the most immense personal warmth, combined with an unflappable calmness that's rare in the world today. He was also one of the kindest people I've ever met. I'll give you an example. I'd mentioned to him last year that I was thinking of having a go at kayaking myself, and asked for his advice. Now, since then, he'd been essentially given a terminal diagnosis and clearly had a lot more to deal with than some novice tugging his sleeve for paddling tips. But on January the 2nd this year, I had a long email from Toby, apologising for the delay and recommending the best types of kayak for what he thought I'd need, and loads of links to other bits of equipment I'd never even thought existed, to be honest. Over Christmas, he'd posted a picture on Instagram of himself in his beloved kayak, close to his home in Falmouth. The first time he'd been out on the water in a while due to his deteriorating health. He told me a little about what he'd been facing medically, but in typical fashion, he put a positive spin on things. Surrounded by lovely people and being well looked after, he wrote, "I was so pleased to get onto the water yesterday. And even just floating around with the sun on my face has done me the world of good. Happy New Year to you. Raising a non-alcoholic drink to a bit of an uncertain future, but sending best wishes." That was a week before he died. There are plenty of people who knew Toby far longer and far better than I did. But I will always treasure the time we spent together sharing tales from the shipping forecast over a couple of pints and on a shingle shore looking out towards the horizon. Like many people whose lives he enhanced with his gently inspiring presence, I'm really going to miss him. So here's an old episode of Coastal Stories about the shipping forecast, which is, after all, what brought us together. But before that, on the day Toby died, the late-night shipping forecast on BBC Radio ended with this. A fitting tribute in the most fitting place, in the most fitting way. Safe voyage, Toby. Wherever you're floating around now, may the sun always be on your face.
Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. And that's the end of the shipping bulletin. Wherever you are tonight, either on ships large or kayaks small, whatever your voyage, whatever your destination, take care. Godspeed.
This is a coastal story. Written and presented by Charlie Connolly. New Year's Day, 1924. Wreckage from the French airship Dixmude, which had exploded over the Mediterranean before Christmas with the loss of all 52 people on board, begins to wash up on the coast of Sicily. A rain-deluged Paris is on flood alert as the level of the Seine inches further upward with each tide. And a ban on pipe smoking comes into effect in Bulgaria. In London, on that cold, wet, foggy New Year morning, from a room inside Adastral House, the headquarters of the Air Ministry at No. 1 Kingsway, the very first shipping forecast is broadcast. It's called Weather Shipping and is sent through the Ministry's powerful GFA transmitter on 4,100 metres, flinging it far out into the storm-spun North Atlantic at a range of up to 2,400 miles. There will be another Weather Shipping broadcast at 8 p.m. and thus begins a daily ritual. The shipping forecast is one of our finest national achievements. It's a pure form of altruism. There's no profit to be made from the shipping forecast. Its credit column is calculated in saved lives, and even that figure can only be guessed at. It's the pinnacle of writing in the English language. Concise, lyrical, rhythmic, poetic, evocative. It has strict rules of composition and vocabulary. No more than 350 words, or 370 for the late night forecast that also includes Trafalgar. Yet still it releases the imagination from the confines of litany. The shipping forecast is a national epic. Like Beowulf or the Canterbury Tales, only it begins at our borders, looks outwards rather than inwards. Changes four times a day, while somehow always remaining the same. Starting with Viking, ending at Southeast Iceland. The same combination of numbers and phrases, just in different orders. The shipping forecast reminds us of the fact that we are and will always be a maritime nation. It binds us to our continent, its map covering an area that encompasses the coast of Europe from Norway all the way round to Portugal, surrounds Ireland and even reaches all the way up to Iceland. It's a reminder that the seas around these islands are not a moat, but a link, a hub. A shared space connecting us with nations as large as Germany and as tiny as the Faroe Islands. It's geographically democratic. Thames carrying the same weight as Fair Isle. Lundy as the Bay of Biscay. It's classless too. Aimed as much as the two old lads in their fishing boat hoping to catch enough herring to sell, as the cruise liner captain or the stockbroker on his yacht. Everyone is equal in the eyes of the sea, and everyone is equal in the eyes of the shipping forecast. In its spirit of altruism, all lives are worth the same. We never know the names of the authors of the shipping forecast. They sit there at the Met Office in Exeter, in front of their banks of computer screens, with their ticking wind arrows and rings of isobars bulging and contracting in rainbow colours. They're in an ordinary office, swinging on a creaking office chair, an apple core browning in the waste paper basket next to them, producing beautiful pieces of writing four times a day, every day. Writing that blurs the lines between functional and poetic. The weather terminology of the shipping forecast never resorts to hyperbole. The shipping forecast doesn't have opinions. It doesn't even have adjectives. Rain is just that. Rain. It's never heavy rain, lashing with rain, or practically a monsoon out there, everyone. The weather in the shipping forecast is never treacherous, atrocious, or dreadful. There might be precipitation within sight, or some light icing, but rarely anything more descriptively daring than that. All of which gives the thankfully rare declarations of Violent Storm 11 and Hurricane Force 12 more impact when they do arrive. The most popular of the four daily forecasts is the late night one at 0048, around which gather the nation's insomniacs. It's 12 minutes long, allowing the announcers to relax into it a little, and is introduced by the gentle rising and falling cadences of Sailing by the English light music composer Ronald Bing, a piece of music that was originally composed to accompany a film of hot air balloons. It's the cosiest and most intimate of the four daily forecasts, with most of the listenership tucked up in bed, thankful they're not out in a dark and forbidding Bay of Biscay, having wintry showers flung at them by a severe Gale 9. It's the last thing broadcast on Radio 4 before it hands over to the BBC World Service for the night, so there is a sense of conclusion, of the day being officially over, once the last coastal station report is sent out into the night. My favourite of the daily forecasts is the early morning one that goes out at 5:20. It wakes me up every day, here, 100 yards from the sea, at Area Dover. There's something reassuring about being roused gently from sleep by that familiar, rhythmic intonation. There's no panic. It's a gradual process, the sea areas and their solemn weather forecasts curling around the last wispy fragments of a dream, and then the weather reports from coastal stations, those sentinels who've kept a night watch on the seas and are informing you just how far they've been looking. Stornoway, west by south, 2, recent snow, 19 miles, 1,018, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, north by west 5, 11 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Then comes the inshore waters forecast, a beating of the coastal bounds, making sure all is well. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, North Foreland to Selsey Bill, Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. It's a bit like being taken by the hand, shown around our island's fringes, and reassured that everything is where it should be and as it should be. When we've made it all the way round to Shetland, the day can start. But for all its poetry and the cultural baggage with which it's laden, not least by me with this podcast, the shipping forecast is there to save lives. It's practical charity, a pure altruism devoid of self-interest or a financial bottom line, free of judgment, politics, privilege, class, and nationality. It's rooted in the very best of who we are. It is the best of us. Still, today, January the 1st, 2021, when it turns 97 years old.
Increasing 6 at times. Showers. Fisher, German Bund. Cyclonic, 2 to 4. Becoming northerly, 4 or 5 in west. Showers. Humber, 10. Northwest, northerly to Humber, 3 to 5.
That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Now, as some of you may know, I've written a lot about the shipping forecast. In Last Train to Hilversum, my book Seeking the Magic of Radio, in my most recent book, The Channel, and in Attentional Shipping, in which I travelled round the 31 sea areas on a journey of magic and mishap. In this episode of Coastal Stories, I've tried to distill all that travel, research and writing into what the shipping forecast means to me, and I hope means to you too. This is episode 20 of the second series of Coastal Stories, meaning we're going to take a short break now until the early spring. But there will be something coming later this month to tide you over till then. Thanks to everyone who's listened to these whimsical coastal vignettes. I'm never less than amazed by the sheer range of people who come with me on these short flights of maritime fancy. Thanks to everyone who's listened, rated and reviewed. That really helps. And also to everyone who's donated the price of a pint via the donations page, which I'll link to in the notes accompanying this episode. 2020 was a strange old year, so I hope Coastal Stories helped you through that. If you've enjoyed this series, and the first series, geez, this is the 40th episode all told, then please do spread the word among friends, family and complete strangers. Flag down vehicles, if you like. That'll help. Fingers crossed 2021 turns out to be a doozy for all of us. Keep wearing your masks, folks, and keep listening to Coastal Stories. In that order of importance. These waves were recorded on Deal Beach in area Dover, in front of a faint, shimmering, pale pink sunrise in the wintry haze. The first sunrise of the year, on the 1st of January, 2021.